folks, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Ted Brewer is our guest. That's healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. Doug 5 is the coupon code. Doug and the number 5 coupon code. By the way, Ted and Austin Brewer have their own show right here on Global Star Radio Network before our show, as well as after our show, immediately following our program. They've got some kick butt information. Austin is just a tremendous asset with respect to his knowledge. I can't recommend any other show more than the Ted and Austin Brewer show. And by the way, you can sign up at healthmasters.com for their newsletter and such. SolarK. Have you heard about Portable Solar LLC? That's portablesolarllc.com. Go there for all of your for energy insurance for your family. Read about the threats to the grid, the breaking news items that they've got there. Well, they've got products and they've got products that solar systems that will prevail despite EMPs. The SolarK generator, it's EMP hardened, it's quiet, it pays for itself, it's off-grid ready, scalable to your needs. SolarK powers all of your essential appliances. Just go to, again, portablesolarllc.com. That's portablesolarllc.com. One more time for your EMP hardened solar generator. And to the video there that explains the entire system. It is portablesolarllc.com. Again, guest is Dr. Ted Brewer. So thankful to have him, his son, his wife. What a blessing to our platform. Ted, come on back. Let's continue, man. This is fascinating stuff.
Let's talk about zinc. The sink is made of zinc, right? And we need to realize that zinc's very, very important. I want to talk about zinc a little bit tonight because this is interesting. Because years ago, when I first started Health Masters back in 1981-82, I used to do a lot of stuff working with churches as far as trying to help their guys, etc. And one of the things we've learned, and this is something that you need to understand, is really, really important. A lot of guys, by the time they're in their mid-20s, their libido really starts to drop real far. It starts to go way down. And we actually did a lot of counseling with people way back when, and we told them that one of the best things you could do if you want to increase your libido was to take zinc, about 80 milligrams a day, and also about 1,600 IUs of vitamin E a day. Now, if you stack that with our Testaplex and our HGH Stimulate, which is like a natural Viagra, the HGH Stimulate is, you have an incredible... You have a massive increase in libido for a man, because we found that one of the biggest problems is, Doug, with marriage is the infertility problem. We have sperm counts that are down up to 90% right now because of all the bisphenol A and plastics and chemicals that we're exposed to. And we also have a lot of people that are extremely zinc deficient. See, these trace minerals are not necessarily put back in the soil after the crops are harvested. And so if the soil doesn't contain the trace minerals, how in the world are you supposed to have the trace minerals in the food? It can't do that. The soil will be deficient in zinc. The plant's going to be deficient in zinc. Some of the other side effects of zinc, it causes a reduction in disease-fighting cells. It also causes a deficiency. It can cause a contribute to growth of tumors. It can cause a slow growth in cognitive defects and depression. It can also reduce the severity and duration of colds and respiratory infections. So, like I said, women should be taking about 50 milligrams a day. Men should be taking about 75 milligrams a day. And it's amazing to me what a high-quality zinc supplement will do just for your overall stamina. So I want to mention that tonight because I never really talked about zinc. Now, also, let's look at what's going on, too. We are having so much junk dumped into the food supply and into the waters that fish now, this is crazy, I'm not making this stuff up, fish are now becoming transgender, about 20% of them in these different areas where these birth control pills are being flushed or where large amounts of plastic and bisphenol A are being pushed in. And so we have to understand that not only they are affecting human beings with this stuff, but they're affecting a lot of other people. That's why our Superfood Complete right now is on sale for over 30% off. It's like a natural detoxifier. We talked about it earlier in the show, so I don't want to say anything about that again. But this is a phenomenal product. It's normally like almost $100, and it's on sale for like $59. It's a phenomenal product. We sell a lot of this product at full price. It's a 30% discount. And the book, by the way, Doug, is called Maximum Energy, but we only have a couple boxes of those. So they're going to be gone tonight. I can pretty much guarantee that. With any $300 order, you're going to get that book for free. It's a hardback copy, sold almost a million copies. It's a phenomenal book. And again, the coupon code is Doug5, and it's 5% off all non-sale items. Now, I want to say something to you guys. The American Medical Association has opposed vaccine research. Now, I know that's hard for you to believe, that they don't want to think about what's going on with these kids with autism, but I'm going to give you some information here and what a few scientists have said and some of their comments back to this. This is nuts. The AMA is quoted, this is a quote, it says, "The AMA fully supports the overwhelming body of evidence and the rigorous scientific processes used by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which demonstrate vaccines are among the most effective and safest interventions to prevent individual illness and to protect the health of the public." This is a direct quote by William Kobler in his statement for the AMA. Now, here's what I'm going to say about this particular statement. The Vaccine Compensation Board has paid out through the federal government almost $4 billion in claims. And they deny almost everybody who comes in, by the way. It's a very small percentage that gets any money. So since 1986, when Reagan exempted these guys from having to do research or exempted them from toxicology side effects for these particular vaccines, $4 billion has been paid out. So for these guys to come in and say that this rigorous scientific process has been proven that these things are safe, how in the world have we paid out $4 billion in compensation to probably, in my opinion, this is, to 1% of the people that have been affected? I personally think it should be closer to $400 billion that should have been paid out for all the children that have been damaged through vaccines. But now, autism right now is occurring at epidemic rates. We now have over 1 million children in the United States that have been diagnosed with autism, something that our environment is responsible for causing, this autism epidemic, because it never happened before. You know, over the same period, in the last few years, autism cases per 100,000 have gone from 21 to 25, and statistics are basically saying for the first time, you know, since 1993, the U.S. life expectancy has declined, and that 43% of U.S. children, 32 million, this is 43%, almost half the children, had at least one chronic health condition, increasing to 54.1% when overweight is also applied. And guys, we have to understand that approximately 1 in 40 people, sometimes people are saying 1 in 60 children now, have autism. Of course, we're supposed to believe that the dramatic spike in childhood illness in cases of autism has nothing to do with a tripling of the number of vaccines on the CDC's childhood immunization schedule between 1996 and 2017. I mean, they're completely ignoring the smoking gun in the room. One big answer that they're doing this for is because big funded pharmaceutical corporations like the AMA and the American Academy of Pediatrics have gone to great lengths to ensure that vaccine safety remain in the hands of policymakers. They have systematically blocked efforts of investigations by independent scientists. Vaccines are currently advocated for the elderly, the infirmed, all adults, all pregnant women, and their fetuses. That's why you said over 4,000 increase in fetal death, and all children of all ages, including preemies and micropreemies. The standards of vaccine safety must be closely examined. Vaccine trials are only interested in the development of an antibody after a muscle has been injected with foreign matter. The combined and cumulative effects of 55 shots, listen to this, 55 shots, 209 vaccine adjuvants, antigens, and 525 milligrams of micrograms of mercury and 13,000 micrograms of aluminum that have been injected into a child by 18 years of age in accordance with the CDC's 2017 childhood immunization schedule has never been examined. I'm going to repeat that. The combined and cumulative effects of 55 shots, 209 vaccine antigens or adjuvants, 525 micrograms of mercury and 13,000 micrograms of aluminum that have been injected into a child by 18 years of age in accordance with the CDC's 2017 childhood immunization schedule has never been examined. People have no idea this aluminum doesn't just come out of the system, guys. you know, unless you're taking something like that, you know, the magnesium brain support, which helps the chelator back out, or you're doing chelation therapy, either orally or intravenously, this stuff just doesn't want to come out of the system, out of the cells. That's why it's so important, guys, that you really examine this vaccine issue with your children, with your grandchildren, with your great-grandchildren, and you get the information to these, your friends or your family about this. There's a great movie out called Vaxxed. Robert De Niro was going to show it at the Tribeca Film Festival a few years ago, and he crawfished and wouldn't show it. But now it's available for like $10 at Amazon.com. I don't promote Amazon very often because it's just a giant monopoly run by the CIA as far as I'm concerned. But you can get this movie Vax for like $10. And if you really care about people, you can give this movie away to people who are pregnant or to your loved ones rather than getting into an argument with them about it. Say, hey, will you do me a favor and watch this movie? It's $10. I'll be happy to give it to you as a gift, which I personally have done, by the way. I've given it to people so you can understand what you're getting involved in if you decide to vaccinate your children and how much toxicity you're going to put into these kids, which I just read to you guys a minute ago, by doing this. By the way, I just thought I'd and the reason I talk about the vaccine so much, Doug, is such a major problem with these kids getting so sick, and we have to take a look at it. We really do. And by the way,
did you see statistics out of Amish communities that over 98% of the children in Amish communities do not suffer from the autistic and other similar, birth defects or issues that we see in modern medicine with vaccinated groups?
The study that I read said they couldn't find. Now, whether this is accurate or not, I don't know, John. I read the study. It said they could not find one child that was autistic in an Amish community, not one. Not one.
Yeah.
Now, they may have some health problems, okay? But remember, these guys are eating mostly organic food. They don't get exposed to all the microwave radiation because they're not allowed to have smartphones and iPhones and all those other things. They homeschool the kids, I believe, until they're in ninth grade. I think they have to be 16 or 15 or 14 years old. And then it's up to the child if they want to continue doing their education. I have a friend of mine who's an Amish fellow, but he left the Amish community years ago. His name's Elvie, and he has a company called Metal Lark Log Homes in Libby, Montana. And he has like five or six children, and all the kids are like super healthy. And I mean, they have their own garden, they eat organic. I mean, these guys are really practicing what they preach. And guys, it's so important that you understand, when you look at a group of people like the Amish, and they don't have these disease rates that we have in the general population, we have to ask ourselves a simple question: why? Why is it we're leading the world when it comes to heart disease, diabetes, and autism? Why are we doing that? You know, why are all these kids getting so sick? Why are the kids so obese? You know, why do so many people have problems with Parkinson's disease? Why do so many people have problems with fertility in the United States? Why do people have so many problems with memory losses in the United States? I mean, why is this happening to the people in the United States? Well, it's because we're soaking our food down in glyphosate before we harvest it. We're eating poisons. We're eating all kinds of toxins and GMOs in our diet. And we're injecting our children with these huge amounts of mercury and aluminum, not to mention these hundreds of adjuvants, on an ongoing basis until they're 18 years of age. We wonder why we're affecting their neurological development. Think through this for a second. This isn't rocket science. You can't dump aluminum and mercury into the body in these types of concentrations and not have it act as a neurotoxin, which is what it is. I remember one of the reasons they stopped using mercury in thermometers, Doug and Joe, is because if they break, they're so toxic, they have to call the EPA in. If you have a mercury thermometer in a school setting and you drop the mercury thermometer and it breaks and the mercury goes out on the floor, they'll close the entire part of the school down, send a hazmat team in to pick it up. But they don't even consider the fact that they're injecting this stuff into children.
And I used to play with that. I used to play with the mercury from the thermometers when I was a kid.
We all did, Doug. And the craziest thing about it, but we weren't being injected with it. We weren't taking it orally. I mean, we weren't doing this stuff, you know? But mercury was always fun to play with because you could separate it. It always liked to glob back together again. It was just weird. It was like a liquid metal. It was actually cool for kids to play with. But, you know, now they realize how unbelievably dangerous that is, and we can't do that. By the way, turmeric, we talked about it so many times. And we had talked about that earlier when we talked about Katie Whalen and also about Paul, my buddy's son, who recovered from the glial tumor of the brain. They were taking lots of turmeric. Now, turmeric is probably never going to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration for a cancer-fighting agent. It's not going to happen because you can't patent it and the companies can't make any money on it. But this is the ancient Indian herb, basically, that has been shown repeatedly with a new study, again, that finds turmeric extract selectively and safely killing cancer stem cells in a way that chemotherapy and radiation cannot. A groundbreaking study published in the journal Anti-Cancer Research reveals that one of the world's most extensively researched and promising natural compounds for cancer treatment, the primary polyphenol in the ancient spice turmeric known as curcumin, has the ability to selectively target cancer stem cells, which are at the root of cancer malignancy, while having little or no toxicity on normal stem cells, which are essential for tissue regeneration and longevity. This is an article, this is a study that was, it's called Curcumin and Cancer Stem Cells. Curcumin has asymmetrical effects on cancer and normal stem cells by Peter Sordillo and Lawrence Helson. If you want to read the entire article, this is Anti-Cancer Research 559-64, 2015. It says curcumin has been shown to have numerous cytotoxic effects on cancer stem cells. This is due to the suppression of the release of cytokines. In spite of its multiple actions targeting CSCs, curcumin has little toxicity against normal stem cells. And you can read the entire article online if you'd like. The concluding remarks are this, that the study adds, this is from the author who wrote this article, his name is Asai. The study adds growing support to the idea that safe, time-tested natural substances are superior to synthetic ones, given the evidence that safe and effective alternatives may already exist. Chemotherapy, radiation, and even surgery may no longer be justified as for the first-line standard care of cancer treatment. In fact, a significant body of evidence now implicates these treatments are worsening the prognosis, and in some cases driving cancer stem cell enrichment, which we talked about earlier about spreading cancer through chemotherapy. Tumor components, of course, are not FDA-approved drugs, and by definition, the FDA will not allow an unapproved substance, natural or synthetic, to prevent, treat, diagnose, or cure disease. This means that you will not be seeing it offered by an oncologist as an alternative to chemotherapy anytime soon. But guys, I take it every single day, 4 to 6 capsules. And I tell you what, it's a phenomenal product. It does so much more than that, that I think it's a product that we need to take on a daily basis on a regimented protocol. And that's why I use it every single day. And oh, by the way, I haven't forgotten, at 9:30 we're going to start taking phone calls. So you have about 13 minutes to get in line on the telephone. If you want to give the number out now, Doug, because it's going to tie up. The number's going to go pretty fast. And we're going to try to go through as many calls as we possibly can in a 30-minute time period. And please try to keep your calls as succinct as possible. We will let you come on the air if it's okay with Doug. Ask your question, and then we will basically hang up. Please don't feel we're being rude. It's just that I can't go into detail with a lot of people with different types of conditions from a liability standpoint. I want to keep it as general as I possibly can to help as many people as I possibly can. By the way, brain-eating amoebas now, Doug and Joe, have been found in the Louisiana tap water. This is frightening residents. Tap water contaminated with a deadly brain-eating amoeba has been discovered in North Monroe and Shriver, Louisiana. So, guys, if you're in those areas, please make sure that you're drinking purified water. I recommend using distilled water. We have those distillers at healthmasters.com, and you can always take our trace mineral supplement called AquaTrace and put it a couple drops in every gallon and to remineralize the water with minerals that your body needs. But God, be careful if you're in those areas, because this is the same amoeba that is found in a lot of freshwater lakes here in Central Florida, which is one of the reasons we tell our children we don't want them swimming in freshwater lakes in the middle of the summer, because when it gets hot, these things have a tendency to basically explode in their population, and multiple children have died by getting this water up their noses and going into their brains. And this is a brain parasite, and it's a horrible, horrible death. So make sure if you're in those areas that you're drinking good purified water. By the way, sweating has been proven now to remove deadly chemicals from the body. A promising new study confirms that the simple act of sweating may go a long way in removing dangerous industrial chemicals from our body, including mineral oil, which has been contaminating everybody for a long, long time, which is used in a lot of cosmetics, and a lot of flame retardants are actually able to be taken out of the body by the act of sweating. That's why so many people have been using saunas and steam rooms for millennia to help cleanse their bodies. But also remember, if you have high blood pressure or if you have some health issues, always check with your doctor before you get into a steam room. I know this week, Doug and Joe, we had that big hedge at the office, and I cut a bunch of that down myself while the kids were hauling it off. And I tell you what, I had a pretty good sweat going, but at the age of 61, you have to also be careful if you're going to be doing yard work, and it doesn't matter if you have to be 61, especially in the heat. of the summer to make sure you drink ample amounts of water and don't get overheated, because what you don't want to do is suffer from heat stroke. That's very, very important that you maintain hydration, and that you avoid allowing your body getting overheated in the summertime. And so I actually stopped doing that about 10 o'clock in the morning here because it gets so incredibly hot. By the way, fentanyl, this is a number one. This is a really big product that a lot of people are using now for pain. Now, I'm going to talk to you about this. The fentanyl death rate in New Jersey has gone through the roof. The most powerful opioid ever mass marketed was designed to ease cancer patients into death. This is fentanyl. I'm going to say this again. It's the most powerful opioid ever mass marketed, and it was designed to ease cancer patients into death. In other words, when you're dying of cancer, it allows it to make that transition more smooth while you're in, to stop the pain. But a dose of the size of a grain of sand can kill you. Meet fentanyl. It's basically heroin on steroids, and it's killing people in droves. And in New Jersey, you can get it after having your tonsils removed, for heaven's sakes. In fact, doctors who treat children's colds and adults' sore knees are prescribing it with alarming frequency, far more than oncologists on easing the end-of-life cancer pain. In New Jersey, an advanced media analysis has found that 8 medical specialties in New Jersey have filed more Medicare claims for fentanyl than those by oncologists. Family practitioners, for example, filled at least 5 times as many claims for fentanyl from 2013 to 2015 than did cancer doctors. I mean, this is a very, very strong opioid, guys. They also have it on patches, and guys have, and people have actually overdosed by handling people that use this and rub it on their skin by getting it on their own skin in the transdermal application. So guys, be very, very careful with this if you have pain or chronic pain. And Doug, I'm sure you're aware of this product. It needs to be avoided as much as possible, as with all opiates, since they are extremely addictive. What do you guys think?
You know, we've seen the statistics that overdoses are now the leading cause of death in America, taking over car accidents and
that's right,
and just about everything else. And you know, there are obviously a lot of legitimate reasons that people need the pain medicine and the opioids. At the same time, these manufacturers over manufacture it, and it gets down to doctors giving out prescriptions to enrich themselves, and that's where the problems lie.
You know what though? You can say all that. Ted, I have a problem where, and I've seen this, okay, because of a manufactured opioid epidemic, you've got cancer patients, children, who the doctors are scared to friggin' death to prescribe opiates or, some palliative care to children for fear they'll get addicted. Now, tell me what kind of sense does that make, Ted?
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
It pisses me off. I'm going to tell you, it pisses me off.
No, me too. And it really does. And the reason for that is that these kids are dying, and they don't have treatment protocols that are working for these children. They're dying. They know they're dying, and they're not allowing them to pass into the next life, without excruciating pain, because they're scared of losing their licenses. But then here in New Jersey, the doctors were paid at least $1.6 million by pharmaceutical companies after marketing various forms of fentanyl. In the same time period, fentanyl deaths in New Jersey increased from 42 in 2013 to 417 in 2015. I mean, Chris Christie needs to get involved with all this nonsense up there with the fentanyl. But remember, guys, Afghan heroin is basically bringing all this stuff to the United States, controlled by our CIA. And one thing I mentioned this on our show today. North Korea is a huge opium heroin producer. And it seems funny to me now that we're having all of these people saying how we need to take North Korea out. All of a sudden they're competing against the Afghan heroin, which I find always interesting to me, that these countries, like in the Cambodian Triangle, that's one of the primary reasons we ended up in the Vietnam War, was to control the opiate production in the Cambodian Triangle. And you can go back and do the research on that. There's a really good book called it's called Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. And that book goes into detail about that. But guys, it really is important that we understand that a lot of these opiums, this heroin, is being sent into Belgium, it's being sent into India and Pakistan, into full-fledged pharmaceutical laboratories as raw materials to be producing OxyContin and other types of opiates. And so these aren't fake aftermarket you know, bogus pills. These are the real pills. And that they're using those pills, and they're bringing them in by the hundreds of billions of dollars to distribute on the streets with the mafia here in the United States. These pharmaceutical giants that are manufacturing these things are working directly with the CIA to produce this black market heroin, is what it's going to be, basically opium, or opiates. And this is exactly what's going on throughout the world right now. And that's why we have so many people that have become addicted to these things, and they're basically dying from these things because they're not being told the truth about how addictive this stuff is. Sharon's brother, Todd, I told you guys this 2 years ago, he died of a heroin overdose. Her half brother, 37 years of age, in Orlando on Colonial Drive, which is also nicknamed Heroin Highway. And it was it's so common for people to die in Orlando from heroin overdose that they don't even investigate who the pusher was. If the person's like a drug addict, they don't even bother trying to find out who sold them the drugs to kill them, because they don't have the manpower, because there's so many of these people dying, like on a daily basis in some of these areas, from heroin overdoses. Guys, it's done to us on purpose. This is how they fund their black operations, and it also disables the mind.
That's true.
These Sabbatean Kabbalists that do all of this, Doug, they're doing everything to debilitate body and soul. That's what they're doing. They're trying to destroy everybody through their porn, through their drugs, through their food, through their GMOs. It's all about reducing the population of the planet and causing as much pain and suffering as they possibly can. That's what these guys do.
Ted, let's give out the number for people to call. The phone lines are open now, so people can start lining up. The number is 844-769-2944. That is 844-769-2944. We're going to be taking calls and questions for Dr. Ted Brewer. And I just want to say this. I just received some sad news. One of the good friends of our shows and a good friend of mine who is from Buffalo, many of you who used to be in our Blog Talk Radio chat know him as Infidel 007. His name is Larry. I just received some disturbing news that he is on a respirator in a coma. And I just talked to him 2 days ago, and he said he was feeling a lot better. He had a new defibrillator put in. And I would just ask that you guys keep him in your prayers. Keep Larry from Buffalo in your prayers as he is in the ICU in a coma. And
Joe, can we pray for him right now?
Sure.
Yeah, and here's why I do that. Every time I tell people that I'll pray for them, I always pray for them right now, because it's easy to pray for them right now, because so many times when you don't pray for Larry right now, you're going to forget his name, you're going to forget to pray for him. So let's pray right now. Father, right now we come before your holy throne of grace through Yeshua, Lord. We thank you for Larry, big supporter of the Hagman Show, Joe's known him for many years. We ask for grace for him, Lord. We ask for you to send your supernatural touch to him right now, Father. We ask you to infuse him with your Holy Spirit and restore him, and to bring him out of this coma, Lord, and to get him healthy again, Father. We believe, Father, that you can do all things. And we know, Father, that your word says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, Father, right now we're believing with Joe, and we're believing with his family right now that Larry is going to recover. He's going to come out of this coma, and he'll be good as new, Father. I ask you to put your hand upon him, Lord, to touch him, to restore him. Guide the physicians that are working with him, Lord. Make sure they do what they need to do in order to make this, to facilitate this, and allow your Holy Spirit to come in, Father, and completely restore him, Lord. We believe this right now in the name of Jesus, Father. For it's in his name we pray, Lord. Amen.
And
guys, please, when you tell people you're going to pray. It doesn't matter if it's in a restaurant. Doesn't matter if it's at a grocery store. Just pray. Because it's easy just to pray right then on the spot. And the world needs to see us doing that. The world needs to understand that we've been set apart, and we're not like the world, and that we have a higher power that we can call upon. It's part of being a Christian that so many of us never utilize. Guys, what do you think?
I agree, Ted. And a lot of people will say, praying on air, or, you know, in public or in restaurants, they'll say, well, the Bible, you know, is very clear that you're not to be, you know, praying in the streets and this and that. But what and that's taken out of context, because what scripture says is that you're not supposed to pray in the public for the sake of being seen to be praying.
That's right.
It's about the motivation and the intent.
That's right. That's exactly what I said. Don't worry about whether you're in public or not. You're not doing it to put on a show, is what the Bible says. Don't do it. Don't do the show. Don't make long and lengthy prayers for a show in public. Don't do that. I mean, that's not okay. You know, and make them short and succinct in public. You know, don't start yelling and screaming. Don't do all that. Gosh. And I guess unless the Holy Spirit leads you to yell and scream, I guess you could. But it's just one of those things. Let's just be who we're supposed to be. Children set apart by the Most High. Children who we're in covenant with God Almighty, which means He's our covenant head. It's like in the old Indian days, they have blood oaths. And a person would cut their hand, and the Indian would cut his hand, and they'd put their hands together and clasp them, and their bloods would commingle, and they would be a blood brother. We have a blood covenant relationship with God through Yeshua, with Yahweh through Yeshua, through the cross, which allows the Holy Spirit to come into us and connect us to God in His dimension to give us this tremendous power and authority. That's why it says the devil's under our feet. He has no authority over us. That's why they hate Christians so much, because no other religions on this planet put you in a covenant relationship with the Creator of the universe. That means in a blood brother relationship, whatever belonged to that Indian and his blood brother belonged to each other. They shared their possessions. They were basically the same person. And we come to God through Christ, through the blood of the Lamb, and we become one with Him. We become in covenant with God. He's the covenant head, and He gives us this ability, this authority that we can basically stop this stuff on this planet, at least for our own families. The reason it's so difficult to do it from a worldly standpoint, to change the entire globe and stop all the famine and the killing, is that the energy field that they've created around this planet is one of incredible hostility and negative energy. When we pray about our family or about our loved ones or about our church, we envelop ourselves by the grace of God and we call on His protection. We can station angels around ourselves. We can plead the blood of Christ over us. We can put a hedge of thorns around us, which protects us and our loved ones because they're in agreement with us in this prayer that we pray. And that creates this protective bubble, this surrounding around us that helps this stuff not to affect us whatsoever. Problem is, that's what these guys do with their energy fields and their human sacrifice. They put it around the entire planet. This is exactly what they did in Genesis chapter 6 that God had enough of. That's why I said earlier in the show, they're not going to destroy their ability to control this energy field. They're trying to bring us back to Genesis chapter 6, exactly what Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. That's what they're trying to do, where every thought of every man was evil all of the time. And they can't do that without controlling the energy grid. That's why it's such a dangerous thing to release this 5G network like they're planning on doing, guys. But anyhow, do we have any phone calls, Joe?
Yes, we do. And folks, the number is 844-769-2944. And if you're on YouTube watching, the number's right at the bottom of your screen. We're going to go to April in Kansas first. April, you're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report with Dr. Ted Brewer.
Thank you. Ted, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease, and I had been taking potassium iodine, and the doctor told me that it would burn out my thyroid faster by doing that. Can you give me the true scoop on this, and I'll listen by phone. Thank you.
Autoimmune diseases. You know, it's so funny when they have these thyroid disorders and how they don't want you to try natural approaches. I completely and totally disagree with him, though you can do your own research on that, April. I don't believe that taking a supplement that your body requires, an essential mineral, is going to change and burn out your thyroid when you have to have a certain amount of this in your system on an ongoing basis in order to maintain a strong immune system and a properly functioning thyroid. You know, when you go to the Health Masters website, we have an entire thyroid support kit that people order from all over the world to keep their thyroids functioning very, very well. We had a lady one time, in fact, it was a young girl, April, she worked for us. Her name was Danielle. I'm not going to give you her last name. And she was a college student. She was like a 20-year-old college student, 21-year-old college student. And she had been diagnosed with like all these different inflammatory diseases, including Hashimoto. And I'll never forget, she started eating with us because she was like wasn't a live-in nanny, but she was here a lot. And she started taking supplements and eating with us and avoiding all the inflammatory foods. And I'll never forget, after about a month and a half of living here with us or staying with us almost all of the time, she came up to me one day and she goes, Ted, I had all of these autoimmune problems and Hashimoto's disease and all these different types of things. And I ended up basically getting off all my medication, working with my doctor doctor by taking your supplements and eating these types of foods. She goes, I cannot believe how good I feel. I'm off all these drugs. I felt so awful when I first started working here. So yeah, then she also had lupus. And of course now you wouldn't really call Hashimoto, you know, basically, some people call it inflammatory diseases, but when you have these diseases of thyroid, they're more of a thyroid problem than Hashimoto's is. And then of course when you have lupus or things like that, they're more of an autoimmune disease. So hopefully that'll help, but I disagree with him totally as far as taking potassium iodine, but you can check with another doctor and he'll probably tell you something exactly the opposite. What do you think, Joe?
Well, you know, I don't have a lot of medical knowledge when it comes to this stuff, but I do know that filling your thyroid with the healthy iodine keeps the radiation particles out, and that much I do know.
I just pulled a reference book up. Let's go into the reference books as we can try to help April as much as we possibly can. This is specifically on Hashimoto's and what's going on with, you know, the hypothyroidism. And what's interesting about this is, let's just talk about this for just a second in detail. Hypothyroidism is caused by an underproduction of thyroid hormone. The system here basically the symptoms includes chronic fatigue, loss of appetite, inability to tolerate cold body temperature, and a slow heart rate. And what they're saying here is that the thyroid gland is the body's internal thermostat. A condition called Hashimoto's disease is believed to be the most common cause of an underactive thyroid. And this disorder of the body is in effect becomes allergic to thyroid hormone. Doesn't say about potassium iodine, by the way. It then produces antibodies against its own thyroid tissue. Hashimoto's disease is a common cause of goiter, a swelling of the thyroid gland among adults, and can occur in association with other disorders such as pernicious anemia, lupus, yeast infections, and rheumatoid arthritis. Congenital hypothyroidism in children, if left untreated, can often lead to mental retardation. Now, the first thing they're telling you to do in order to get sufficient quantities of iodine is to eat kelp. It says it contains iodine, the basic substance of the thyroid hormone, and it says caution, check with the health physician before using this. If you're diagnosed with thyroid problems, they're covering themselves in this. And they're also telling you that you can also take raw thyroid glandular, which I don't think you need to, and methylated B vitamins. That's very important, along with extra B2 and B12. Along with like a cod liver oil supplement for omega-3 fats and also blackstrap molasses for iodine, for iron in your system, and of course vitamin A, C, E, at least 400 IUs a day, and they would recommend zinc. Then they're just saying that zinc is an immune system stimulant. We talked about that earlier, and they're recommending at least 50 milligrams a day for these types of conditions. And there's a whole list of different herbs, and it says include in your diet apricots, dates, egg yolks. Imagine that. They're actually telling you to eat egg yolks, which are very good for you, by the way. Molasses, which is the blackstrap molasses. We mentioned that earlier. Parsley, prunes, raw seeds, and whole grains. Now, make sure the whole grains are organic. All this stuff needs to be organic. It says eat fish or chicken and raw milk and cheeses. Now, that's only if raw milk is available in your area and legal for you to buy. You can eat these foods in moderation. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, mustard greens. Avoid processed and refined foods, including white flour and sugar. Drink distilled water only. Now, that's interesting. Here's why. When you have a problem with your thyroid, in many cases, guys, it's because you're getting too much fluorine or chlorine in your diet. Fluoride and chlorine are both halogens, and the body thinks it's iodine, and so it absorbs it into the thyroid gland. That's why it's telling you to drink distilled water only, which is why I tell you guys to drink distilled water only. We have those available at Health Masters. Begin a moderate exercise program such as, you know, walking. It says if you're 35 years or older or have been sedentary for a long time, consult with your doctor before doing an exercise program. It says do not take sulfa drugs or antihistamines unless specifically directed to do so by a physician. And again, it goes into saying avoid fluoride, including the toothpaste and the stuff and chlorine found in water. Chlorine, fluoride, and iodine are chemically rated. They're halogens. I'm reading from the book now. Chlorine and fluoride block iodine receptors in the thyroid gland, resulting in reduced iodine-containing hormone production, and finally in hypothyroidism. I'm going to repeat this. Chlorine and fluoride block iodine receptors in the thyroid gland, resulting in reduced iodine-containing hormone production, and finally in hypothyroidism. And then it goes on, says, because thyroid medication can interact with other medications, take them several hours apart. And it goes into different types of thyroid medications that are available. And it also says the conventional treatment for Hashimoto's disease is usually a prescription of a thyroid hormone that must be taken for the duration of one's lifetime. So I know that's a lot of detail on Hashimoto's, but I want to go back into one of my reference texts and look at that tonight for you guys, because that's one of the most common questions that we have, Joe, that we get from all over the world. I've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's. What do I do? And that's one of the reasons that our protocol is so effective working with the thyroid at Health Masters. It does a very good job. Plus, remember, guys, a lot of people, when their thyroid starts getting very sluggish, they stop making thyroxine, a lot of the thyroid hormones, and they start gaining a lot of fat because their metabolism slows down. One of the primary causes of obesity, other than high fructose corn syrup in the United States, is a sluggish thyroid directly caused by the ingestion of chlorine and fluorine. That's why, remember, chlorine and chloride are both neurotoxins. You shouldn't eat them or drink them. And chlorine massively increases the risks of heart disease. Fluoride is used as rat poison. It's a byproduct of aluminum production and phosphate production. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid in most cases. It's extremely poisonous to your body. And you should never, allow your system to be inundated with fluorine and chlorine. That's why, guys, if you're drinking tap water after you've heard me for so many years on the Hagman and Hagman Show, please, if you don't get anything else from the show tonight, drink reverse osmosis water or distilled water. Distilled is the best. You can add a couple trace minerals and trace aqua trace back into it. Or if you don't want to do the trace minerals, you don't have to. But guys, it's so important to get the fluorine and the chlorine, because this thing with thyroid has gone, we got millions, tens of millions of people who've got thyroid disorders primarily because of the halogens that you're ingesting of fluorine and chlorine and making your body, and bromine does the same thing, thinking that they're iodine and they go directly into the thyroid gland. What's the next question, Joe?
All right. Thanks, April, for that call. We're going to go to Ann in Colorado next. Ann, you're live with Dr. Ted Brewer.
Hi, Dr. Brower. I have advanced dry macular degeneration. Can that be reversed? If so, how?
Okay, how's it affecting your eyesight at this point?
It's been getting worse for the last decade. I feel like I'm going blind.
Yeah, well, that macular degeneration is one of the leading causes of blindness. All right, thank you for calling. What is your name again?
Ann.
Okay, Ann, thank you so much for calling. Guys, let's talk about macular degeneration real quick. This is really, really important. This is another very important topic that's affecting a lot of people. Now, Ann was diagnosed with the dry form of macular degeneration. There's also a wet form of macular degeneration that I've got to talk to you about for just a second. The wet form is when the retina starts to bleed from the backside and basically separates. Now, when that happens, it causes the wet form of macular degeneration. Now, the problem with that is, I believe, the reason we've got so many people who have wet macular degeneration now is that everybody's taking blood thinning medicine like aspirin every single day. Aspirin has been linked to wet macular degeneration. You don't have to take aspirin to thin your blood. You can use cod liver oil and you can use vitamin E. Both of those are very, very effective blood thinners. I take them every single day because it's so important that you maintain the viscosity of your blood. It's so important that you drink half your body weight in purified water every single day in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water a day, 10 ounce glasses. Critical that you do that. It helps to maintain a thinner blood. It helps to decrease blood viscosity, which makes the blood flow more efficiently. When you don't drink enough water and your blood gets too thick and they want to put you on blood thinners like aspirin or Coumadin, Coumadin's rat poison, by the way, you end up in a situation where the blood doesn't want to clot properly and it can get behind the eye and cause macular degeneration from the wet standpoint. Now, let's talk about, let me go into detail. The book I'm reading out of is by Bach. And she says the disorder causes macular degeneration causes a progressive visual loss due to the degeneration of the macula, the portion of the retina responsible for the fine vision. It's basically caused by hardening of the arteries that nourish the retina, depriving the tissues of oxygen and nutrients. Macular degeneration is the leading cause of severe visual loss in the United States and Europe in people over the age of 55. This loss of vision may appear suddenly or may progress slowly. Usually, peripheral and color vision are unaffected. There are two types of macular degeneration, the atrophic, which is what this lady has, and or dry, which is the more common, 90% of the case, and the wet. And the latter type, the degeneration of the macula, is accompanied by hemorrhaging or leaking of fluid from a network of tiny blood vessels, again from the blood thinner, that develop under the center of the retina. This results in scarring and loss of vision. In both cases, because the macula alone is affected, central vision is lost, but total blindness is avoided. Just you have a continual decrease of this problem. Some side vision usually is retained. Macular degeneration is probably the result of free radical damage, similar to the type of damage that occurred that induces cataracts. Factors that predispose a person to developing macular degeneration include aging, atherosclerosis, and hypertension, high blood pressure, and environmental toxins. This heredity may also play a role in this. Now, what's interesting, they're saying coenzyme Q10, which is a great product. We have that at Health Masters, different types. We have the best type. Grape seed extract, which would be pycnogenol, selenium, 400 micrograms a day, also vitamin A, which would be the cod liver oil, vitamin C, vitamin E, and zinc again. All kinds of natural things that you can do for this. It says to increase your consumption of green leafy vegetables, especially collard greens, kale, mustard greens, and spinach, and turnip greens. It said avoid alcohol, because remember, alcohol thins the blood. It avoids cigarette smoke because it contracts the blood vessels. All sugars, saturated fats, and foods containing fats and oils that have been subjected to heat or exposed to the air, such as fried foods, hamburgers, luncheon meats. Also, you need to realize that, you know, you've got to be on a good lifestyle, and you need to be eating low glycemic carbohydrates. You really need to stay off of sugar, and you need to be taking a good overall multiple vitamin. It's so, so very important, Joe. Our ultimate multiple is a product that is in a cellulose gel capsule that is in powder, and it's easily absorbable. We have to use the highest cellulose gel, the highest quality cellulose gel capsules you can buy, and what it allows us to do is give you a product that opens up in the intestinal tract and allows you to absorb the products the way you're supposed to through the digestion process. When you cover a multiple vitamin in shellac and you put it in your body, it's hard to digest, and in many cases it passes right through the intestinal tract and out the other side of the body without ever being absorbed, and probably it's not going to be any good for you anyhow, because almost all of those types of vitamins are chemical extract or petroleum-based supplements. So you really need to avoid those types of products anyhow. And with vitamins, quite frankly, you're getting what you pay for. You know, our multiple vitamins like $25 for a month's supply. It is a phenomenal product, and I take it every single day. We also have it in powdered form, which people love it because it tastes great, and you can mix it in with a drink if you don't like swallowing pills. It's the ultimate multiple powder. And we also have it in chewable form for children, and children absolutely love it. We talked about that last month on the show. So let's see if we have the time for one more question there, Joe.
All right, we're going to go to Janet in Florida. Janet, thanks for holding. You're live with Dr. Ted Brewer.
How you doing?
Janet. There you go.
Hi.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Loud
can you hear
clear.
Me?
We hear you, Janet.
Okay, great. Okay, just making sure. My question is, I present into the internet and I saw information about Ormus Gold. What do you think about that? I've been seeing it being used for to heal the body and that kind of thing.
Now, what type of gold
would
you
say? Ormus.
You know, I've seen a lot of these different types of products that have basically, thanks for calling. I've seen a lot of these different products which have promoted gold for different types of healing. Again, it's not really recognized as a essential trace mineral. I've read some of the stuff. I haven't seen any clinical research studies that have been done on it. So I can't give you any feedback one way or the other on it as far as one of these trace minerals that may actually help to heal the body. So I don't know. I've never used that personally in the clinic when we had it here in Central Florida. So I really can't give you any feedback on that, Joe. So let's see if we got one more phone call.
Yeah, we can squeeze one more in. We're going to go to Michelle in Arkansas. Thanks for holding, Michelle. You're live with Dr. Ted Brewer.
Hi. How are y'all?
Dr. Brower, I have a question concerning statins.
Okay.
I was diagnosed with high triglycerides when I was like 15. I have refused to take any type of statins. I'm 55 now. All these years, well, about a year ago, I saw a cardiologist, and my triglycerides were 1,100. Well, he liked to fainted and started me on statins. I don't like being on it. Is there anything else that I can do to lower my triglycerides?
Oh, sure there are. There are a lot of things that you can do to lower triglycerides. Number one, you got to really change your diet, which is the primary cause of the triglycerides. And by the way, thanks for calling. You got to change your diet. And basically, you have to get off of processed food, primarily sugars and juices and those types of things. In addition to that, we have some really good products. They're on the website that help to bring down cholesterol and triglycerides. You can go to the website and you can look at those tonight. And that's what I recommend. Plus the dietary changes. Plus most of the time when you get the triglycerides down, you can do it by changing the diet. You get off of the dried fruits. You get off of fruit juice, make sure you drink more water, and you stay away from processed foods. And almost invariably, the processed foods, eliminating that kind of junk out of your diet, will massively, massively reduce the triglycerides. All right, Joe, I think we're out of time, buddy. But I want to thank you so much for having me on tonight. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Well, you covered so much ground, and especially getting the calls in there, and listener questions.
We always love that, and
listeners love that. And, there's so much going on, but the health and nutrition stuff is so important. And, we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule, Ted, to come on and share your medical expertise and advice and the things you see going on in the world that need to be addressed. And, you guys have a great show. Again, folks, go to Ted's website, healthmasters.com, and there you can find their radio show, links to their radio show, as well as all the supplements and everything that Ted has to offer. And their radio show airs here on Global Star Radio Network 3 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then at 10 after our show's over, 10 to 11. And they also air on Sunday, 7 to 8, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. And also one more thing with the triglycerides, I'm talking about the sugar. Avoid fructose like the plague. Never put fructose in your body, and that's really load up on fiber. Stay away from the GMOs and add some type of essential oil in your diet, because it really helps slow down the digestion of these sugars when you do that. So always make sure you use a cod liver oil every single day to help slow down the absorption of these different carbohydrates into your systems. Because there's a lot of natural ways to really lower triglycerides. I remember I talked to Rod Parsley years ago. He's a TV evangelist. And he basically had triglycerides were over 1,000. His cholesterol was like 600. And I gave him that book. In fact, I gave him the book that we are giving away for free tonight, Top 10 Foods Never to Eat, Maximum Energy. And he called me back like 4 months later. He'd lost 37 pounds, and everything in his blood chemistry was perfect, because he basically applied what he learned in this book that we're giving away for $300, and you order $300 worth of stuff, signed copy of it. And that'll be the end of it. This book will never be reprinted again in hardback. It's not going to happen. But some other things, lose some weight, limit sugar intake, follow a lower carbohydrate diet, eat more fiber, exercise on a regular basis, avoid the trans fats we talked about earlier, take the cod liver oil, increase a lot, start using more olive oil, very, very important. And you have to really cut back on alcohol if you want to lower all these triglycerides down, because alcohol is so bad for you guys, because it's basically a product of fermentation, and it really converts into sugar quickly in the system.
Amen. You're exactly right. Ted Brower, Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com, promo code Doug5. Those watching on YouTube, right there. Ted, thanks for being kind, so generous with your time. I know 4 hours today alone of radio gotta be wearing on you, even with the purple stick, but God bless you, my friend.
The purple stick is worn off. God bless you guys. Joe, thank you so much. Again, support Hagman & Hagman. Thanks for listening. We love you guys. I appreciate you guys getting your multiple vitamins from us. You guys mean the world to us. You guys are the best. The Hagman listeners and our listeners are the absolute best. And Hodges and Zawinski, we got some really good people listening to the shows, and we want to thank you for being here for us. God bless you guys, Joe and Doug, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night, sir.
God bless you, too.
All right. Yeah, well, I'll have to talk to Ted this weekend. My goodness. Again, a man who gives away who gives the gift of time and information. You know, people pay for this information, the stuff that he is given, the advice, or am I allowed to use that word, advice? The recommendations. So, very much, very, very kind. Folks, again, very excited to announce our trajectory, or the show trajectory. You're going to be noticing some changes, very positive, and we've got you to thank. And we collectively cannot thank you enough from the bottom of our hearts for your support. We are a listener supported broadcast primarily. We rely upon you for our existence, and we apply what we receive very judiciously. And our goal here is to expose the evils, to take down the evils, but to be proactive, not just talk about problems. A lot of shows do that, but to provide you with solutions. And you heard solutions tonight, especially for the personal health, but solutions for and tactics, whether it be open tactics like discussed yesterday, and you can find this on our video, your YouTube channel, the honeybee, and you know this is going to sting. You can find the proactive side of things there and others, and the informational part. But please subscribe to our YouTube channel, regardless of what venue that you listen. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It does elevate us in terms of numbers, which increases our visibility, which provides us with a level of insulation. Subscribe or follow us on our social networking platforms individually, collectively for the show.
And don't forget HagmanReport.com.
Yep, our website.
Each and every day there are plenty of new articles and original content from authors like Stephen Menking. We have Peter Chowka, Michael Snyder, their stuff up there, as well as other information that is curated from across the internet, and it's a lot of important news stories and media and news analysis.
But you know, the writers like Peter Chowka, some of the most brilliant, in my view, brilliant minds and most talented activists. I say activists, that's probably not the right word to use, but people who get things done. And I just admire each and every one of those people. So much to learn, so much exposure, and I think we're on the right track, folks. I really do. Your email suggestions are welcome. studio@hagmanandhagman.com. We read all of the emails that we do get. We don't have. There's no way we can answer every email, but we try to. I mean, we certainly read them all. And folks, this of course with the weekend coming up. Always tuned to HagmanReport.com. If anything does break, or our personal social networking feeds, Twitter feeds, if anything does break this weekend, we'll be talking about it, and we'll be keeping you informed about it. And again, we are going to be going. We are essentially a 24/7 operation, and now that doesn't mean that we broadcast 24/7 live, but it does mean that should something of merit happen, we will be taking to the airwaves. Joe, by the way, I want to thank John, program producer and program director and producer, for a great week. A great week next week lined up. Many, many new guests. As I mentioned before, Senator Tom Coburn, former Senator Tom Coburn, coming up, as well as many others. I want to thank the fine people at WorldNet Daily, WND.com. And Brent Bolesky, and really all everyone who's chipped in, and really, really, and each and every one of you, by the way,
Absolutely. And every one of you. That'll do it for us. Until next week, stay safe. God bless. Have a great weekend.